This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. forces say dozens of fighters loyal to a wanted Shiite cleric have been killed in fighting today in Iraq, much of it in cities south of Baghdad. U.S. tanks were reported in Karbala, and American troops seized control of the governor's office in Najaf from forces loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. In Baghdad, five Iraqis and a U.S. soldier were killed in a suicide car bombing at a checkpoint in the city. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad, and he joins us now. Peter, what's the status of all the fighting?
Michelle, according to U.S. military officials, there's been some serious fighting going on in the holy Shiite cities of Najaf and Karbala, and a clash between Italian soldiers and Sadr's Mahdi army in Nasiriyah. The bloodiest battle took place east of Najaf. Officials described a maneuver there that flushed out a number of Sadr's fighters. They say some 41 of them were killed in that action, while another U.S. force at the same time took the governor's office inside Najaf. Over in Karbala, U.S. tanks were seen downtown, not far from a couple of Shiite shrines. Leading clerics have pressed Sadr to disarm and see a negotiated settlement, in part to prevent damage to the holy cities. U.S. officials late today said this was just an operation, not the start of a major offensive.
Within hours of retaking the governor's office in Najaf, the U.S. announced a new governor for the area. Is that a sign of a return to normal life, or might that be premature?
Well, it's a sign that U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer is eager to see some semblance of normalcy come back to the area, certainly. He appointed this new governor, a man named Adnan Zerfi. He's from the Shiite Muslim Dawa Party. Bremer used this ceremony to again attack Muqtada al-Sadr for using mosques to store weapons and as bases for attacking Americans. I have to say, it's not clear when Mr. Zerfi will be able to sit safely in his office in Najaf. We'll have to see.
Meanwhile, UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is back in Baghdad. He's trying to move forward the process of forming an interim Iraqi government. With bullets flying and anti-American sentiment on the rise, what are Brahimi's prospects?
Well, perhaps the one measure is, even before he arrived, he was reminding people that he's just an advisor in this process. He arrived to a pretty scathing letter of no confidence from eight Iraqi political parties. Among the signatories, Ahmed Chalabi, a prominent member of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council. Their complaint essentially is that Mr. Brahimi, in their view, is violating the interim Iraqi constitution with his plan, which essentially calls for naming an interim leadership of technocrats to begin on July 1st and guide through the elections, hopefully by the end of January. The parties and the governing council don't like that. They want more of a role, but they themselves have little support among average Iraqis. So essentially we've got a huge job ahead. They have a huge job ahead of them, and this spike of anti-American sentiment is reducing the level of trust even further.
Brahimi is returning to a city that saw its first car bombing in several weeks today. The explosion took place at a checkpoint not far from the U.S. administrative headquarters. And not for the first time, most of the victims were Iraqi civilians.
That's right. It was at a checkpoint not far from the large U.S. compound. A lot of people injured there were going to work in the area. A very powerful blast shattered glass for blocks around. And we've talked about this before. Americans both in Iraq and in Washington are consumed right now with the political process. But for Iraqis, the important thing is to be able to walk out of their homes without being afraid of getting blown up.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, Michelle, thank you.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.